Just realized I needed to record this. Oh, I have no place to stick the recorder. All right, well, then I'll just hold it up. Yesterday after work, decided it was time for an adventuring. I tend to do adventuring light, which is like not too dangerous, not too tricky. All vehicles that I own, if they had a soul, they would go, I don't want to be owned by him. He's crazy. Because the crazy places I take my vehicles. Now, I used to have that Ford Explorer, and I did a little exploring in that. Actually, I did quite a bit. Of course, since I don't have a cell phone, I really don't have GPS, at least not good GPS. I can figure out where I am coordinate-wise, but, you know, it isn't like the GPS where you're hooked up to the thing and it shows you a map of where you are and stuff like that. I don't have that. Tried to ring it a few times, just kind of went, forget it. Anyway, I decided that I needed to go to Magdalena and that's a cool little place. Nice. Some big houses. Magdalena used to be a going concern back in the mining days. Now that the mines are all shut down, there's not much going on there at all. It's trying really hard, and I think it's doing a pretty good job becoming an art mecca. Anyway, so I went and I looked at some of the big houses. Most of them are just flat abandoned. Nobody lives there. So I don't know. I was looking at them and saying, oh my gosh, Lisa would probably love to have one of these houses. I don't think she's a real fan of having to fix them up particularly. She likes kind of a drop-in situation, and frankly, I'm kind of lazy, so my time invested in fixing up things is usually pretty minor and only to keep things running. Regardless, so I did a little bit of Magdalena going around. Now, the sun goes down. The sun's doing pretty good now. It's the very end of March, the beginning of April. Today's April 1st, April Fool's Day. Oh my gosh, interesting. Anyway, so I did the Magdalena run, and I had looked at land north of Magdalena, about half an hour north of, well, not a half an hour, 30 miles north. It's on a dirt road, so you can't do, like, highway speeds. Anyway, so it took me a little while, but I finally found the road to Riley. Used to be Santa Rita back in the day, back when it was something. It became Riley and almost instantly died. And so I drove on that dirt road. Now, I had been told that it was 4x4 only. By golly, now you don't. You'd know that. I don't know if it's just reckless or crazy or whatever. So I drove all the way up to Riley. Tried to get to the piece of land that I had been looking for. It's really nice terrain, and it's in a valley. There's a river there, a little spit of a river. Anyway, I always told you to warn you about water crossings. And there's one water crossing at Rio Salado, the, you know, the little Forest Road and Rio Salado, there was just a little bit of water there at all, so it was like nothing. Didn't even give it a thought. I knew that there was a road to get to Bernardo, which is the junction of Highway 60 and Interstate 125 that's right near the crash site where I sleep at night, my acre of land out there. So I'd always seen pictures of it, or at least I've seen maps from above, and those never help. So I kept on going north when I really should have gone. Anyway, so I went up north and came to this other water crossing. This one was much bigger. Lot of water. It kind of pooled around where the road actually goes through it. And if you went a little distance on either side, which I had seen some people do, you know, you'd seen some tracks from cars, from vehicles. So I decided to take a little jog and go off of one of the places that where the water was really quite, you know, easy. The first part was fine. I got through that river bottom and across the water that was there to the other side, and I was just about ready to go up there, and then all of a sudden I started slowing down and slowing down and slowing down until I finally stopped. Tried to go in reverse, backed up a little bit, but not much, and I tried to go forward and didn't really go forward at all, and oh, I spent an hour there trying to dig myself out of there. What I was doing was just digging myself in deeper. And I had gotten my floor mats out, and they were all getting torn up and not really a good deal. I was sitting there going, oh shoot, I am stuck here. And I was just getting buried in this thing. Really wonderful sand, though. Oh my gosh. Any kid would love it. It was damp and really easy to work with. Really nice. Anyway, so I went, oh shoot, put my coat on and went going back. There was a few places back there. Wasn't very far at all. Wasn't even half a mile. And went to the first houses. There are houses out in that territory, but not much. And the first one I got to was really kind of a run down. It looked deserted, except there was a vehicle out front, but it looked like an abandoned vehicle too. And I went and knocked on the door, and sure enough, there was this old, grizzly, white-haired fella. If I recall right, his name's TK. And he was real nice. And that vehicle there, oh my gosh, man, he had to take a battery out of the passenger side of the vehicle, go and plug it into the other battery. Boy, that thing had a tiny thing. It was a Honda, what do you call those darn things? Element. Cute little car. He said he got it given to him. Somebody just gave it to him. And he has a little bitty dog. A little little bitty black dog. Kind of a, not quite a Chihuahua, but about that size. Anyway, and he's just chatting and chatting and chatting. He had a bit of a rope and a little bit of a tie thing, and I was able to get the rope around a chunk of something on my car, and we got it pulled out. And I thanked him, and I felt really bad because he was saying, I think I'm out of gas. I'm not sure I have enough gas to do this. And I felt bad, you know. I said, oh my gosh, man, this guy's really sacrificing for me. So I told him after that I'd come back with some gas for him. And I knew it. He was just talking about the fact that he needed to go. He gets a check every month, you know. He's a pensioner. And anyway, so said goodbye to him, thanked him profusely, drove for a little while, thought I was going to get to Bernardo that way, and home, and the road was getting real rough, and I said, wait a minute, I don't think this is the road to Bernardo. And I hit this one thing so hard, I kind of knocked the front end, one side of the front end. These cars are plastic, and I'm not sure it's attached very well. I'm sure it's making funny noises, but otherwise the car's working okay. Anyway, so I decided to turn back around because I remember somebody had put up a sign that said this way to back to Magdalena. This was a totally different road than I took to get to Riley. And it went about, I don't have any sense for distance. Maybe about 15 miles or so. And then ran into hardtop that went back into Magdalena, and then it was already pretty late. It's already about 9:15 at night. So I was going through town. Apparently, I was going too fast, and they have a marshal there in Magdalena, and he pulled me over. I was really lucky. He just gave me a warning. And I drove back into town. I went to Walmart and I was pulling in. There's this young fella and then there was a younger fella, and they were taking their carts back to the little place where you take the carts. And I was pulling into a space and they were just right there beside me. And they yielded to me. So I went into my parking place. Boy, I got out of the car, and this woman accosted me, their mother, and just lambasted me, cussing at me and swearing and saying how stupid I was, how I almost killed her kids. And, I just ignored her. Went and got some gas cans just before Walmart closes at 10. I got out of there barely in time. So I got two 5-gallon gas cans. Well, they're plastic ones now. Pretty good size. Went put some gas in the vehicle. This vehicle still does, it gets good gas mileage no matter what you do with it. Right now it reads 41.5 miles to the gallon. That's not bad, huh? Anyway, so I, went and got some gas in the vehicle and gas in the cans. Boy, the whole gas, the gas cans and the gas cost me about, about $60. But I promised that fella that I'd come back with some gas for him. So, I woke up this morning about 4, and I said, you know what? I said, and I told myself, if I wake up at around about 4 o'clock or a little bit before that, I would go and take that, I would take that Bernardo Road that I couldn't find before, and I'd take it from the other side because I knew where it started in Bernardo. So I took it and went on that, a little bit worried that I wouldn't find my way adequately. You know, that I get off the road somehow. I mean, I did the night before. I got lost. Anyway, so I took that road. I just stayed on that road, and sure enough, it dumped me right down in Riley. I mean, right there. And it was like, wow, this is great. I knew exactly where I was. And I went and delivered those gas cans, and TK was just having a good old time telling me about stuff. He's got quite the thing. He's telling me all about the fact that he used to have solar panels and the whole 9-yard kit and caboodle, and even had the thing set up at one time, and it really just didn't. He didn't really end up needing it, using it. I was going to offer him a couple of my solar panels, but he has more than I do. Well, regardless. You know, because he had batteries here and batteries there, hooking up to various things. He's pretty well set. In fact, he's probably set better than most people are. He has a pretty nice place to live, although I think all the windows are broken out, and he's just got cardboard over most of them. And it's pretty darn, he's a little open to the elements, but he's got a bed in there, and he was talking about Amy Goodman of Democracy Now! Fame. Apparently he listens to her on the radio, and he's talking about how crazy she went with Trump around. So we're just, so we had a nice talk there, and I decided I wasn't going to brave that place where I got bogged down again. He said, you know, just go straight through. Don't go to one side or to the left. That's where you get screwed up. He said he had done it a few times before he caught on and said, just go straight through where you're supposed to go. You know, the water's not deep and it's packed down and it's good. It works good. Anyway, so I just now, I'm just now getting back from Magdalena. The way I went in to get there yesterday is the way I went out this morning to get there. It's about 7:30 or so. And I'm just getting ready to get to the office. start my normal day, although a little later than I usually do. Wow. These people don't like me. I'm doing a little over the speed limit. This guy just got so mad, he got just zipped right around me. Doing about 40. Huh. Well, anyway. So, yeah, old TK, man. He was telling me all kinds of stuff. He said he's a first-generation hippie, man, and he looks like he's probably about that age. He looks about the age Dad does. And if Dad was unkempt, and he is when he wakes up. Come on in, everybody. And got kind of a straggly beard. Dad's beards are a little bit better, but that's okay. And, he said he was a real social guy. He used to play in bands, you know, back in those days. He always played in bands. He played some guitar for me. He got a piano. He's got a piano out there. I said, how on earth did you haul this piano out here? I didn't want to ask him deep questions because it's like, I don't even want to think about how you get a piano out yonder. Anyway, I'm not sure he's a vet, but he had tried to start a hippie commune out there, and all the stuff from the hippie commune is still there. He's got an underground house, he's got the place that he stayed at when he first got there, and then he cleaned up enough that he could move into some place a little more substantial. He's got a water catchment system. I don't know what he uses the water for. If he filters it, I guess he can drink it. He's talking about all these gifts he's gotten from people that just sit there. He's got an electric chainsaw that he's never used. He says, I got lots of solar panels. And he goes, but I don't use any of them either. And it's like, okay. And, well, all kinds of stuff. Well, I'm about to my destination here. It looks like I'm kind of early because there's not much traffic. I can get changed and cleaned up. Get ready to go home tonight. Oh, but the Dot 2 made it really good. I tell you, man, I take this vehicle to places it should never, ever, 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 ever go. And, well, that's what we got. All right. So, oops.